This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
What you are about to hear is a work of investigative journalism that explores one woman's search for answers in her son's death. The views and opinions in this podcast do not reflect those of iHeartMedia.
Previously on Somebody.
Did the people you work with know that you guys were romantically involved?
No.
A lot of people were very, very upset with her. She lives in a really rough neighborhood.
We heard two gunshots and a car drive off.
You want to know what you heard? Did you see anybody running? How many shots? None of that stuff was asked.
Like, down the street from where I live, this guy, like, he's, you know, he's a gang member. He has really long hair, like, down past his waist.
They had said there was some Hispanic guys running around in that neighborhood, so they had claimed there was a possibility that maybe they had confused them for somebody else. So I had to follow that lead as well.
I believe that somebody knows something. Somebody saw something. And it just takes a lot of courage from somebody to tell what they saw.
My name is Shapurl Wells. This is the story of my son, Courtney, a young Black man in a fancy car, who wound up with a bullet in his back in front of a Chicago police station. And it's the story of my search for the truth. This is Somebody.
Everybody, somebody's everything. Nobody's nothing. Oh, nobody. That's right.
We bury Courtney at this cemetery called Burr Oak. We have a family plot there.
As you can see, these are some of the graves.
Burr Oak was originally the only cemetery where Black people could be buried in Illinois. It's also the cemetery where Emmett Till is buried.
It's where my grandma's buried, too. And this is where Brent and I buried our two angel babies, a set of twins in 1999. Every time I come here, it's in disrepair. The ground itself is crumbling, and there's weeds everywhere. The grass is high. There's trash.
You can't be sad because you so doggone angry because the way it looks.
I've had it out a few times with the groundskeepers.
You didn't even have this much grass when we came here last time. Sometimes we have to redo it again because it's dry.
Nice guys, but I have to keep it real with them about the conditions of the cemetery. It's horrible.
Look at this.
I can't help that, ma'am.
Look at this.
Yes, ma'am.
Look at this.
Once that's settled.
Looky.
Well, I'm sorry. That's the condition of this.
No.
You probably know by now, I'm not afraid of confrontation.
Because nobody should have to go here and look and be embarrassed when you come into a gravesite to greet. It's already a difficult situation.
Look at this. Today, you want to chop my head off. But tomorrow, you're going to be hugging me.
I'm sorry, but y'all know y'all got me a little heated. I'm a little heated. When it comes to my baby, I get a little heated. It's personal.
It had almost been 2 years since Courtney died. 2 years. I found out there was a deadline, a statute of limitations for me to sue the city for how they treated my son. So I got some new lawyers to take the case to court. They argued that police caused delays by taking Courtney into custody and handcuffing him, and that they conspired with the fire department to prepare misleading reports to cover up their actions. I wanted justice, and I wanted those officers on the record. I wanted them to be forced to testify. And I wanted the city to see that treating a young Black man as a criminal instead of a victim has consequences. There was one other thing that I needed to do on his second anniversary. I was going to hold a protest outside the police station. We were going to go there and light candles with Courtney's friends and our whole family.
I'm just gonna do a short Facebook Live. It's kind of a difficult moment for me right now. I tried to do this last year, but I just wasn't strong enough to do it. But I feel that his spirit would be there so that he would know that he's not alone right now. And I hope that you can come out and just light a candle for him. God bless.
I was going to do all of this in the middle of the night, at the exact same time as Courtney pulled up to the station and called 911, trying to get help. I was going to drive the BMW that Courtney drove from my house in Cicero to Belmont Cragen, just like Courtney did. I was going to drive down Alma Street, cut through the alley, pull up by the corner of the church, just like Courtney did. It was like, for me, I couldn't be there when it happened. I always felt like some type of guilt for not being there. So for me, I had to take that journey with him so that way he knows that his mom was there. Leading up to the anniversary, Courtney's friends started posting old videos and tributes. And so my timeline was flooded with memories of Courtney. There were tons of photos of Courtney in his car, Bebe. Oh my God, Bebe. I think that I want to say that she's my fourth child, even though she's a vehicle. Over the last 2 years, Bebe had been through a lot. My mom had an accident in Bebe.
How did it get in an accident?
She was trying to change lanes.
And so when she changed lanes, she didn't see the other car. And so they ran right into the car. And when she told me that she crashed the car, I hung up on her. I didn't ask her, was she okay? Because I figured she okay because she calling me. But I couldn't talk. I told her sister,
I didn't leave the bed for 3 days.
As much as I want to let it go, I can't. It was like the State Farm was like, well, we're going to sell it off for parts. And part of me, I felt like they're just like taking my son and just selling my son off for parts. So I was like, no, I need the car back.
So I had found two mechanics, one to do the interior work and then one to do the body work of the vehicle. And it was a lot of money to get her restored. But once she was good as new, I got a new license plate for Bebe, Court 34. Now we were ready to take this drive.
While Chaprol was getting ready for the second anniversary of Courtney's death, we were busy reporting. Turns out, Courtney wasn't the only one to call 911 after he'd been shot.
March 4th, 2016, 1:23:03.
Someone else called 911 that night, too. A neighbor who reported hearing shots fired. Police interviewed her about a month after Courtney died.
Chicago Emergency, Washington, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling because, like, you know, there was a shooting right here. Lieutenant Long,
how many shots you hear, ma'am?
Like, two.
The neighbor's name was Elena. She made that 911 call about 6 minutes after Courtney's 911 call saying he'd been shot.
Okay, anybody see who was doing the shooting?
No, but right now I was coming with my daughter from my mom's house.
Uh-huh.
She said she heard two shots.
And I was parking when the car passed by real fast, but right now through the alley, there was like two gangsters.
Okay, so you heard two shots fired on the block?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send someone over there to check it out.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Chaprol wanted to talk to her, but her name and number were redacted from the police report, so none of us knew who she was. But a few months later, when we got the 911 call from the city, we found her number. It was buried in the metadata that came with the call recording. So we got in touch. At the time Courtney was shot, Elena lived in the neighborhood, but she moved out because of the violence. These days, Elena and her family live in a garden apartment on the west side of the city, a couple miles from Belmont Cragen. She and her husband, Edgar, have two kids, an 8-year-old girl who loves to jump into adult conversations and giggle, and a little baby boy.
What that guy just said?
Looks like she's a good big sister.
Oh, yeah.
She seems like she's the boss, though.
Yeah, she's like, she's a mom, you know.
We asked her about March 4th, 2016. Here's what she remembers.
Yeah.
Elena was parking a block from the church where Courtney would park. When she heard the two shots, she was helping her daughter out of the car.
I opened the door when I heard the shooting. Then I grabbed her and I pulled him inside onto the car again.
She called her husband Edgar on the phone to come out and wait for her in their alley. That's when she saw Courtney's car speed past her and turn towards the police station.
Were you scared at any point?
Oh, yeah, I was scared. Because I was with my daughter. She was scared too. She was crying.
Has that ever happened before to you?
No, nothing.
After the shots, she froze. But when she heard a police siren, she decided it was safe enough to leave.
Yeah, I do.
Elena and her daughter walked towards home, where Edgar was waiting for them. She saw a car speeding down the alley. Edgar saw it too. He was closer and had a better view. The window was down. Some guys inside. She described them as gangsters.
My husband had his hands inside the jacket. And this is when the car passed. And he was just looking at him.
The car stopped. The guys inside stared at Edgar. He had his hands in his pockets, and he didn't want to move them because he was worried the guys might think it was a gun.
His hands in his pockets.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the guys thought that maybe he had something.
Yeah, so he didn't take his hands out. Okay. I remember the car. He knows the car.
But Elena told police she thought she saw a Camry. When we spoke to her, she said she doesn't really know cars, but that her husband, Edgar, remembers the make and model. seemed like Edgar was the witness we really needed to talk to.
Do you think your husband might remember what the men looked like?
I think he will.
Even though Edgar might have been able to identify these guys, police never even tried to speak with him.
How long did they stay? Was it?
20, 25 minutes.
Okay. And they didn't talk to Edgar?
No, he was at work.
Okay. And they've never talked to him?
No.
Okay.
When we told Elena we were working with Courtney's mom, she wanted to know more.
Her name is Shapurl.
Oh, okay.
And actually, she's going to be out there in front of the police station on Saturday
at
the same time at 1:15.
We told her about the vigil.
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
I will try to see if I could go. Right here on Grand?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to see if I could go.
She would love to meet you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because I could tell her what I saw and everything.
She would, I think, be really... she's awesome.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
And where's the key to the BMW?
On March 4th, 2018, Bill and I met Chaparral at her house. It was around midnight. She was wearing a red Justice for Courtney Copeland t-shirt, getting ready, serving coffee. Her family was starting to congregate.
Jasmine, grab the other baby. I think Brent already got one in the car. And Jasmine, tell... And Brent, lock up, okay? Lock up.
Brent and their teenage daughters, Kayla and Jasmine, were bundling up two little babies, Faith and Sahara. Chaparral had started fostering them in the fall. Now they were 6 months old. Chaparral was getting their bottles ready.
You got her passport? It's upstairs.
VA benefits for those who qualify. Call today at 708-868-8115.
I don't know nothing about this car. I swear to God, I don't. Oh, there it is.
Chaparral and Bill took off together. I followed behind.
You said you feel like you have to do this?
Yeah.
Why? Why put yourself through it?
Because I feel like I've been hiding from it. So Courtney comes and he does that final Snapchat in front of our house. And then I guess that's when he was talking to Alma and he decided to go over there. And it's like, what if you had just went to bed? You know? And just like that 1 second, that 1 second changed his whole life.
It was a pretty short drive that time of night. It only took about 15, 20 minutes.
This is Alma's block. So this is the exact way that he would come.
We went through the alley to where Courtney would park, just up by the church. Chaparral stopped the car. This is where we believe Courtney was shot.
And so they, when they found glass by the fire hydrant, which is a little bit ways.
I drove over to the police station, pulled up in that left turn lane. I stopped the car right in the middle of the street, just as Courtney had done 2 years earlier after getting shot. Across from the police station, friends and family had started gathering, lighting candles, setting up picture frames. It was cold. You could see your breath. I didn't get out the car for several minutes. I just needed to sit there and think about my son, about what he must have been feeling there on the ground. I was just trying to put myself in his position and what he would have said to police in that moment. Police came out from the station. They started to surround me. They asked me to move out the road, and I just simply lost it.
I'm not moving. Leave me alone. I am not moving it. No, no. I am not moving it. I'm staying right here. Oh, leave me alone, please. Oh, leave me alone.
I'm not.
Just
make sure you're okay.
Oh, my God, I held my baby. No, you didn't. What did my son say? What did he say?
He said he was shot.
What else did he say? Y'all were talking to him. Y'all were talking to him. He was talking to y'all on the camera. What did you say? What did he say?
He said he was shot. And then the ambulance came here and started taking care of him.
This is when I realized who I was talking to. Sergeant Ronan.
You was on the scene before then, Officer Ronan. I got it when you was, when you, I got the report when you came on the scene. You was on the scene before the ambulance got to him. Oh, y'all was around him.
He was the supervisor the night Courtney died. He was there that night. He was right there, in that very spot. My family was holding me up, and I just wanted Sergeant Ronan to see my pain, to see that my son's life mattered to somebody.
He sitting up here begging y'all to help him, and y'all to do nothing. Could you imagine a mama seeing that? Her son begging for help.
I can't even imagine, no.
That's what happened to my baby. That's what happened to my child. That's what happened to him. My son is on the ground on all his four.
Remember, this is the guy we looked into. Scores of complaints against him, like false arrest, planting evidence, using racist language.
Trying to interfere or anything.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all did that to him.
My Aunt Kim, she asked Ronan, who handcuffed Courtney?
I don't know.
Who went with the hospital?
That I don't recall. Unfortunately, this is 2 years ago. I mean, I wish I had better for you. But as far as who did this to your son, that's the detectives that follow up on that stuff.
Nobody's working on it. Nobody cares. It's just another black kid dead. Nobody cares. Y'all didn't do anything yet.
Ma'am, I don't
need... Y'all expect to find killers if y'all don't want them. If y'all don't go look for them. And y'all tell me my son come up to y'all saying he's shot. And then he in handcuffs. How is that possible?
Again, ma'am, I don't know. I don't know what happened before I got here.
You was there. You saw my baby, man.
I saw him in the ambulance being worked on by CFD trying to help him. That's what I saw.
It went on and on like this for several minutes. Right in the middle of the street. And then a white shirt, another officer, pulled Ronan away from the scene. And Ronan, he just left. He told all the other officers to leave as well. Things calmed down. And our protest and the vigil, it went on.
And then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw Elena, the woman who called 911. She showed up. She was standing with her family at the edge of the park across from the police station.
How are you feeling?
You're cold, very cold. You brought your kids out here.
Yeah.
She was with her two kids and Edgar, her husband. Everyone was shivering. We ran and got Chaparral. We wanted to make sure they had the chance to meet.
Your information is so vital.
I'm just sorry.
Vital to our investigation, you know, because there's nobody else going to help us. So we had to try to fight this ourselves. Trying to find out what happened.
I understand you.
When I saw Elena, I hugged her immediately. I was surprised she even showed up for a mother she never even met. It was like, okay, this is somebody that is giving me some information, and she feels my pain, and she's connecting me on a mother-to-mother level.
So I appreciate you coming out because it means a lot. And I don't know if they had a chance to talk to you, but...
Yeah, they never talked to me.
Before I went back to the vigil, we hugged each other again.
Thank you so much. You.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bill and I stayed with Elena and Edgar to talk. We needed to know what Edgar could remember seeing that night.
You know, would you mind translating for me?
Yeah, te quieren preguntar.
Can you tell us what you saw the night?
Bajo hacia el Aldi para salir más rápido para acá.
He put on his jacket and he tried to go down the stairs as fast as he could. Yeah. When he got down, he saw that there was a car coming through the alley real fast. He didn't stop.
Here's what Edgar remembered. When he got to the alley, he saw a car coming fast. So fast, he was afraid it was going to hit Elena and their daughter as they tried to cross.
Yeah. Did you write down the license plate number? Was that?
He only knew the first three, C40.
Z40?
Yeah.
What is it?
What kind of car was it?
¿Qué tipo de carro era?
Estoy seguro que es un Mercury. Mercury es de Grand Mercury.
Grand Mercury. Yeah, something like that. What color?
a Mercury Grand Marquis with three guys inside.
And did the police ever talk to you?
No, he never talked to me.
No.
Police never talked to Edgar, even though Elena told them he saw everything.
The police knew that your husband had seen something?
When they went to see me right here, I told them that he saw everything.
And well, they didn't ask to see him?
No, they didn't tell me to see him.
The alley was narrow, just a few feet between Edgar and the driver. And the car window was rolled down. They were pretty much face to face.
What did they look like?
¿Te acuerdas cómo se veían? Like my people.
Como otros mexicanos también.
Like some Mexican things, maybe.
And Edgar remembered something else.
Do you remember their hair?
¿Te acuerdas del pelo de ellos? Como así.
Uno tiene como un pelo largo.
One has a lot of hair. Long hair.
One of the guys in the car had long hair.
Nobody's everything. Nobody's nothing. Oh, nobody. That's right.
Somebody is a co-production of The Invisible Institute, The Intercept, Topic Studios, and iHeartRadio in association with Tenderfoot TV. I'm Shaprol Wells. This podcast is produced by Allison Flowers and Bill Healy. Sarah Geis is our story editor. Ellen Glover is our associate producer. For The Invisible Institute, Jamie Calvin is executive producer. For Topic Studios, Maria Zuckerman, Christy Gressman, and Lital Malad are executive producers. Special thanks to Lizzie Jacobs. For The Intercept, Roger Hodge, deputy editor, is supervising producer. Sound design by Carl Scott and Bart Warshaw. Michael Rayfield is our mix engineer. Our theme song, Everybody's Something, is by Chance the Rapper. Original music for the podcast by Nate Fox of The Social Experiment and Eric Butler. Additional reporting by Sam Stecklow, Annie Nguyen, Kahari Blackburn, Rajiv Sinclair, Henry Adams, Matilda Voyak, Dana Brozos Kelleher, Francis McDonald, Diana Akmajian, Maddie Anderson, Andrew Fan, and Urissa Apentaku. Translation support by Benny Hernandez Ocampo and Emma Perez. Fact checking by Nawal Arjini. Special thanks to Chris Rasmussen, Bennett Epstein, Matt Topic, David Brelo, and Julie Wolf. We want to hear from you. Email us at info@somebodypodcast.com or leave us a voicemail at 773-270-0121. To learn more about this case and for links to additional materials, go to our show page at somebodypodcast.com. You can also find a list of everyone we want to thank there. So many people helped us along the way.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Welcome back. What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com.
Ooh, is it full of chilling intrigue?
No, it's full of hot savings. CheapCaribbean.com's semi-annual sale is helping you save $200 off your next booking for 4 nights or more. Score site-wide deals to your favorite beaches in Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Let's start at CheapCaribbean.com.